Not if I crush you first.
I defy you to crush me.
Well, you're practically crushed already.
I hear talking, but I don't see much crushing. You want to go 2 out of 3?
Now, to make the treaty legally binding, sign here, here, and here, and initial here.
Cindy, when I suggested that we try to be friends, I didn't mean you should draw up contracts.
But this makes it so much cleaner. It simply says that while you may be a genius, I wipe the floor with you in things like people skills and Taekwondo.
Well, can't we just try to be nice to each other?
Yes, once we lock in the terms. Now quit stalling and sign the stupid contract.
Hi, Libby. You smell beautiful today. What do you call that scent?
Paint fumes. I've been helping my mom redo the kitchen.
And speaking of your eyes, they're like 2 Olympic pools shimmering in the golden sun.
Sheen, do you have a temperature?
Yes! I'm a red-hot tamale ever since I sent away with this booklet in the back of Jingle Man Comics.
How to impress the ladies?
It's guaranteed to make me your boyfriend or 1/8 of my money back. Please allow 6 weeks for shipping and handling.
But Sheen, I already like you. Why don't we just let things progress naturally?
Sorry, babe. The love train's left the station. And now to pick an adorable nickname for you.
Shane.
What? You want to exit the love train?
All right. What's the nickname?
I made a list. How do you feel about Puff Mommy?
No.
Sorceress of Sass?
Nuh-uh.
Libbilicious.
Try again.
Puppy Paws.
Pass.
Frankie Three Chins DiCarlo.
Say what?
Just throwing it out there.
Good forward nose.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Nice coloration.
Yeah, hurry up.
Excellent density. Yeah, yeah.
Would you come on? I said sample my new low-budget ice creams, not bore them to death.
Hello? That's what I'm trying to do.
So, how do you like the catfish swirl?
Not bad, but not as good as your mocha almond tile grout. Grouty.
Neutron, what's the holdup, and why is your hand trembling like that?
The town's emergency siren! Gene, Carl, follow me! I may need you!
Wait! What about the treaty?
I'll be back, Princess Funkenstein!
Now!
What's going on, Jimmy?
I don't know, but it sure got the Army's attention.
Jimbo, get inside, son! It's an emergency!
I can't, Dad. I'm flying up to see what's going on.
You better let me come along, son. It could be dangerous.
Sorry, no can do. The extra weight will slow down my rocket.
Yeah, but if you need me, don't hesitate to...
Cool.
Directional scanner. Now zoom in. It can't be. I'm going in closer, guys.
What is it, Jimmy?
An alien message rocket. I thought they were just a myth.
We'll get a good look, because that guy's about to waste it.
No, what's he doing? He doesn't know what it is. This is Jimmy Neutron. Don't shoot that rock!
Out of the way, Flyboy.
No, you don't understand. It contains an important message for Earth.
Yeah, well, here's my message. Eat lead, space rock!
Engaging cloaking device.
Hey, where'd the space rock go? Oh, well, then, back to the base for milk and cookies.
Non-geniuses can really make life difficult.
And how?
Tell me about it.
Now I'll simply trap it in a suspension beam and lower it gently to the ground.
Back.
It's headed right for our street! Hold on, guys!
My entire life passed before my eyes again! Remember when we shaved our heads?
Yeah, that was cool.
Suspension
What a day. Morning, Weezer. Morning, Squirrel. Morning, two-ton space rock hurtling down on my head. Honey, oh, call the chiropractor.
Order, order, I say. My friends, what in the name of Tarzan's treehouse are we going to do about this space rock?
Space rock evil must destroy!
Let me make ice cream out of it. Yeah, yeah. I can make that rock a superstar.
Table, please! I know what this rock is. Carl, Sheen, show the first slide.
Ow, Sheen, I'm right next to you!
Since 1511, there have been reports of rocks with strange symbols falling from the daytime sky. In every case, these rocks were destroyed before scientists had a chance to study them. These are those rocks. Minsk, Russia, 1653. Rock pulverized by Imperial Guards. Reykjavik, Iceland, 1810. Also crushed. Lima, Peru, 1880. Rock elected mayor, then overthrown by rebels.
Well, at least it wasn't crushed.
Then crushed. Montana, 1957. Rock made into soup and eaten by prospectors.
Stop! Stop!
Ladies and gentlemen, the aliens that sent these message stones are today giving Earth another chance. I implore you to let me take the rock to my lab for study.
Well, Jimmy, in light of the information you've just given us, I've rendered a decision.
Wait! I'd like to comment about my good friend Jimmy's excellent plan!
Cindy, no! I don't need your help.
Neutron, I thought you agreed I have valuable contributions to make.
Yeah, but...
Thanks! You won't be sorry. Fellow townspeople, my friend Jimmy is a genius, and his plan makes a lot of sense. But I'm not convinced.
Hey, you just said we were friends.
And what are friends for if they can't tell you when you're wrong? People, just because we receive a message from aliens doesn't mean we have to answer it.
But think what they have to teach us.
If they're friendly, haven't we learned from the Yokians not to talk to intergalactic strangers?
Well, what in the name of Gandhi's tap shoes are we going to do with it?
Well, I was thinking we could turn it into a tourist attraction and use the money to buy new school books.
Now we're getting somewhere. All in favor of turning the rock into a tacky, overpriced tourist attraction, say aye.
Aye!
No!
It's unanimous. The motion's passed. Now where's my big shiny car?
Gosh, Neutron, this friendship thing is working out well.
Mystery Space Rock, step right up and take your picture with the Mystery Space Rock.
Carl, what are you doing?
Well, after Cindy made the rock into a tourist attraction, the town made me photographer.
Take my picture, my good man.
I'd be delighted.
Ah, I'm blinded! Oh, this is ridiculous. A communication from a highly advanced society falls right into our laps, and I can't even examine it.
But everyone voted, Jimmy. It was a shining example of democracy.
To heck with democracy. Stand back, Carl.
What are you gonna do?
If the rock won't come to the lab, then the lab will come to the rock.
This is terrible!
What is it, Hugh?
My favorite soap opera, General Post Office, has been canceled.
Oh, that's all.
That's all! Sugar Pooka, that show had everything! The episode where Marlene got stuck in the sorter made me laugh, it made me cry, it made me hack up phlegm all at the same time.
Well, look at the bright side, Hugh. Now you can spend that much more time with Jimmy.
Jimbo? Our son? Well, that's a great idea, Sug Boog. I bet he's craving my advice on one of his science project thingies right now.
Okay, lady, smile.
Ah, I did it again!
Yeah, there you are. Jimbo, how's it going, sport?
Oh, hey, Dad. Just trying to decode these hieroglyphics.
I'll bet you it's some sort of recipe, maybe for space gazpacho. I bet that'd be spicy, huh?
Actually, whoever sent this seems to be posing some sort of riddle to us.
Oh, a riddle? No kidding! I love riddles. Hey, I have a doozy. It seems there were these three Irish fellas, Colin, Liam, and Shane.
Dad, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to do this on my own. It's pretty complicated.
Go. Of course, Jimmy.
was I thinking?
My son, the genius, didn't mean to interrupt.
I knew you'd understand. See you at dinner.
Jimmy, don't worry. They tried to get me to tell, but I didn't say a word.
Shane, calm down. What are you talking about?
The Army's looking for you. They know you took the space rock.
Huh?
They asked me where you were, but I'm no stoolie. I said, Jimmy's my friend. If he's with the rock in the park right now, you're not gonna hear it from me.
Shane, remind me to remove what's left of your brain later.
Jimmy Neutron, this is General Abercrombie, and I order you to step away from the rock.
Well, General, it's a message to us from space. I'm on the verge of translating it.
I don't care if you're going to dress it up and take it slow dancing. It's strange and unfamiliar, so we have to destroy it.
No offense, General, but you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, mister, I warned you.
Take me up! Faster, Goddard! They're getting away! Prepare to launch locating device! Good. Now steady!
Jimmy! Aren't you done with my pictures yet?
Not yet, Carl. They're my only record of the rock's hieroglyphics.
Hey, look! I have people on my belly.
Very close, guys. The alien's language system seems to mix advanced prime numbers with a variant of early Aramaic. Once I send the symbols through this program I rigged... Guys, look!
What does it mean?
I don't know.
In the dark, they arrive without being fetched. In the light, they're lost without being stolen.
Call Cindy and Libby and tell them to meet us at the Army base at 2100.
2100? But that's decades from now.
It means 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's better for me.
Neutron, if the Army took the rock, they must have had a good reason.
Yeah, Jimmy, we could get in trouble. Go ahead and leave. Or stay and be tiny footnotes to science history.
Tiny footnotes?
Yeah, footnotes.
Works for me.
Whatever.
Now, I was able to attach a locating device to the rock before the Army took it away. Ready, guys?
Ready.
Let's find that rock.
Bulby worship giant space rock.
Bulby spiritual.
But how did you... Never mind. My friends, by answering the riddle inscribed on this rock, I will be sealing Earth's friendship with an advanced alien species. In the dark, they arrive without being fetched. In the light, they are lost without being stolen. The answer?
Cream corn? Republican?
No. The stars.
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
Funny riddle, Jimmy! Can we go now? What? No! This is my only chance to fill in the answer!
Then step on it! You're the only one who knows the way out of here!
Hey, you kids! Stop right there!
Jimmy!
Almost done!
Almost dead!
Finished!
Jimmy, I'm scared!
Don't be scared, Carl! A civilization this advanced has no need for violence!
Prepare yourself, guys. I'm afraid the ways of this culture may be too sophisticated for our meager minds to comprehend.
Humans of the planet Earth, you have been judged by the Great Stone to be an advanced species.
So come on down for fabulous prizes! It's time for the Malvexian Galaxy's favorite game show, Intergalactic Showdown! Now, here's the host of Intergalactic Showdown, the omnipowerful Meldar Prime!
Thank you. What a fantastic crowd.
A contestant search? Your important message from space is a lousy contestant search?
Sweet. Will there be prizes?
And big cash jackpots?
I'd love a fabulous dream vacation.
This can't be. The Rock indicated a cultured and highly advanced society.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Booyah! This week's show pits these tiny brain hominids from the outer rim against some of the galaxy's most interesting life forms. Let's meet those life forms now, Vendetta!
Thanks, Meldar! They're smart, they're sassy, and they've evolved to a non-skeletal form. Meet the Brains! Next, they've been called the sharpest species in the galaxy. Say hello to the
Oh man, those voices are gonna get on my nerves!
And finally, they're a warmongering species from the Kondraki Belt. Give it up for the Gorloks!
My in-laws will feast on your entrails!
Thanks, Vendetta. It looks like it's going to be quite a match. Now let's get right to...
Excuse me! Just what kind of game is this?
Now, don't make fun. Remember, it did take them 500 years to solve the riddle stone. I'll explain it to you slowly. You'll be competing against those species in various challenges. The winner gets a fabulous new car. The loser gets their home planet destroyed.
I can't believe this is happening.
I know. We can win a new car.
Count us out, Meldar. We refuse to participate in this crude spectacle.
But Jimmy, the car!
Then you forfeit. Your planet will be destroyed in 5, 4, 3, 2...
No! Stop! We'll play!
Wonderful. The battle for survival will begin in a moment. But first, a word from the good folks at Quiznox Tentacle Lubricant.
Hugh, no one seems to know where the children are.
Oh, you know kids. They're probably out playing some crazy space alien game. Look at Ducky.
New man cover. Your planet is being connected to the Galactic Cable Network with over 9 billion channels of service.
Free cable? From space?
Enjoy watching your fellow creatures play for their lives on this edition of Intergalactic Showdown.
What did he mean, play for their lives?
I don't know, but 9 billion channels! Look at all these great shows. Laser Soccer from Regulon. Who Wants to Marry a Yokian? Studs?
Hugh, go back. I think I saw the kids.
Well, it was just some stupid game show.
My sweet baby, what is he doing there?
You're playing for cash and valuable prizes, I assume.
I'm calling the other parents. Stay on that channel.
Okay. Ooh, Andromeda 90210.
Hugh!
Can't we just watch the commercials?
Let me get this straight. If we don't play, he's gonna destroy the Earth?
What do we do?
We don't do anything, Carl. I have the most extensive experience with alien life forms, so I'll handle it. My brain power is our only hope of winning this game.
Jimmy, as your new friend, may I say something?
Of course.
It was your stupid brain power that got us into this mess!
And we're back. For our first event, we take you to a desolate planetoid, where the squishy jelly bags from Earth will face the savage Gorloks.
Let the games begin.
Admit it, that was
kind of
cool.
All righty, who's ready to play Florgus Ball?
Florgus! Florgus! Florgus!
I love Florgus Ball! What's Florgus Ball?
You've never heard of Florgus Ball? What, do you people live in a cave? Look, it's simple. All you have to do is put this ball through those goalposts.
We can do that!
While riding Florguses.
Mr. Meldar, do I have to play? Can I be a cheerleader instead?
Oh, let me think. No! Gorlocks and Jellybags, mount your Florguses!
Yes, Florgus. Good boy. Don't eat me.
Looks like I'll be getting to the spa early today.
In my homeland, I am skilled bug rider. Uh-oh!
Chapter 27. Impress your chick with your mastery of the animal kingdom. Hey, Lips! Watch your man show this tin plate and flea who's boss!
Good, Florgus. All right, easy.
Hey, come on, everybody, look! I'm riding a Florgus!
Neutron, this is a team sport. We've got to work together.
Guys, trust me. It's all Euclidean geometry. That's my specialty.
And... Didn't I mention?
Okay, that probably hurt a little.
Your team plays like the girly men of Xenon 5. Surrender and we will be merciful.
And condemn my planet? Never! My fault. I didn't allow for variables. but I've recalculated my strategy. This game's not over yet.
And this game is over. The final score, Gorlox 586, Zip-a-dee-doo-dah.
Your wrists are thin, Earth Boy, but your heart is valiant.
My game plan was perfect. I don't understand how I could have lost.
Check out the instant replay. You might learn something.
Yay! Jimmy fell off good.
Well, it certainly looks bad for Team Earth.
If I were an Earthling, I'd start thinking about how to spend my last fear-filled hours of life.
This is unimaginable.
It's inconceivable. I don't believe it.
I know. The reception is amazing. I can see every bead of sweat on your terrified son's face, Weezer. And if you like this, you'll love the new soap opera I found, Andromeda 90210.
Turn it back!
Well, you bipeds better shape up. Teams dropping two events in a row have had their planets destroyed 99.99% of the time.
Gotta say, I'm loving the whole zapping thing.
It's time for our next event, Mountain Menace. The humans will be facing the Needleheads, who are just coming off a victory against the Brains in the greased Martian toss.
They're like tiny nails scratching on the blackboard of my brain.
Whichever team retrieves one of the mushrooms in front of that cave wins. But watch out for the horrible beast that lives inside.
Oh, man! I'm gonna run over there and get that mushroom just to shut them up!
Check it out, babe! Cowabunga!
Takes a real man to run that fast.
Nice try, Sparky. But how about wait until I start the game? Ready, set, go.
Dip spin. Okay, everybody, let's split up. One flight to the left, one to the right. The right flight can run interference for the left. Okay.
Too dangerous, Cindy. It'll be safer if I use Goddard's extending claw to grab a mushroom. Goddard, fetch.
The Needleheads win.
You lost again.
We should have gone with Cindy's plan.
How can we be beaten by them?
Because they played like a team. Ever hear the word neutron? Your grandstanding is going to get the entire Earth destroyed.
Look, if you guys think you can do a better job, then just say so.
We think we can do a better job.
Mibs. Oh, why you little come back here?
Well, day one is over, and it looks like Team Earth is dead last.
Aww.
I know. Poor overmatched little tiny brains. Let's check in with them at base camp, shall we?
I can't lie to you. We had a bad first day out there, but I still believe I have the trust and support of my fellow teammates.
Neutron's being a total butt brain. I swear, if he gets the Earth blown up, our friendship is over.
Hello, Pimples. Hello to you. I can't see you. Are you in there? Hello?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This is a man's planet. Like I was saying to my chicky babe Libby earlier, Cupcake, I said, just sit back, let your big, strong hunk of man take care of you, right?
That's it. Stop the camera, and you.
Ow! Ow!
Me!
Not so hard!
I'm delicate.
Guys, I
think building camp would go more quickly if...
Don't touch anything!
Careful, Libby. You'll hurt your little delicate hands.
Gene, what are you doing?
I shall make the fire.
But...
I got it.
But...
Did I make the fire?
No, but you sure beat the heck out of the earrings I was making.
Bad news, Nitrogen Gulpers. As the last place team, you must now vote off one of your teammates. But first, a little ambience. Let the ritual begin.
We are not voting anyone off.
Okay, then. In that case, I'll have to destroy her.
No! Quit arguing with them, Neutron. We all know there's at least one person this team would be better off without.
Bulbit?
No, Neutron.
Oh, so that's the way you want it. Well, bring it on, Blondie. I've got Carl and Sheen on my side. Right, guys?
Right.
Sheen, no! You gotta vote with me and Cindy.
Right.
Don't tell him who to vote for.
I'm loving this. It's time to vote. Each player will step forward and place their vote in the giant head of truth. First up, Jimmy.
I tried to be your friend, but I have a planet to save. Sorry, Pally. The human race can't afford another slip-up.
Bye-bye, big head.
Well, you know what they say, dude. You can fool all the people some of the time, but you can't fool the time of the people that need the time. Forget it! Dang!
I hope that once you get over the betrayal, you'll still come over for cookies.
Already not wearing underpants.
I'll tally the votes. Jimmy. Cindy. Bulby. Cindy. Jimmy. Bulby.
Sorry, Libs, but I'm not your love puppet. That'd be a nice nickname, though.
Two votes, Jimmy. Two votes, Cindy. Two votes, Bulby. And the first person voted off your team will be... And the first person voted off your team will be... Bulby.
Yes! Bulby, you just voted yourself off.
Yes! In everybody's face except Bulby.
No! You wanted to lose. Winning is bad.
How can win be bad? Win be good.
Bulby, your team has spoken. It's time for you to go.
What did you do to him?
He'll be kept in the cell of indignity until the end of the game. You can only free him by winning the game. Remember, one more loss and Earth will be destroyed. Sleep tight.
Poor Bulby, trapped in the cell of indignity.
He's probably being horribly tormented right now.
A little to the left.
This is terrible. We can't just sit here and do nothing.
The funny talking lady is right. I'll go make some snacks.
Wait a minute, Hugh. Doesn't Jimmy have an old wormhole generator outside behind his clubhouse?
Yeah, you mean that time-space gizmo of his? Yeah, but I was going to turn that into a bird feeder.
Darling, could this generator get us to that planet so we could help our babies?
It might, if we can get it running.
Then let's move, people. Move it! Move it!
I will run powerful extension cords to your lawn. Yes.
And I'll set up a computer next to the clubhouse.
Yeah, Sugar Bugger, what should I do?
Keep watching, Hugh. We need to know what's happening with the children.
You can count on me.
Just as soon as I make some bean dip.
Hugh!
voted off.
What? No!
I know everyone wants to help, but it's too risky. My genius is our only chance. So what was that? Stay here, boy.
Be quiet, or we both die.
You better back off. I'm warning you. I've been doing my wrist sit-ups.
I come in peace, Earth Boy. Hear me. I can see that you're the most intelligent of your species.
Thanks. What do you want exactly?
For eons, this show has plagued the galaxy. But with your keen mind, we might be able to end this game forever.
I don't see how. Meldor can instantaneously transmute matter and energy. There's no defense against that.
Meldor keeps us weak by pitting us against each other. But if we all join forces, Gorlok, human, needlehead, and brain, we might find a way to defeat him.
Wait a minute. Why should I trust you? You almost killed me today.
Ah, but I didn't.
That's true. By the way, my name's Jimmy Neutron.
I am...
Chi-Ah!
But you could just call me April.
Chi-Ah! Toy. Nice name.
No, I'm serious. Call me April. I must go. Consider my words, Jimmy Neutron.
Neutron, what's going on? I thought I heard one of those creepy aliens. Are you okay?
They're not creepy, and I'm fine. What do you care anyway? You tried to vote me off tonight.
Yeah, listen, about that, I may have been a little rough.
A little? If it were up to you, I'd be in the cell of indignity right now.
Well, it was your fault we lost.
Well, it won't happen again. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Can I have a glass of water?
I don't love you anymore, Malvek. I never have.
A sulfur-breathing vixen like you doesn't know how to love.
Oh, no! Could this be the end of Dakota's torrid affair with Dr. Melback?
You!
I'm changing it back!
It's time for our next event. Let's go live to the planet surface.
All right, welcome back to our second day of play. Humans, needleheads, it's time to play Can You Eat This? Bring forth the Wheel of Consumption. Now, the rules are simple. You spins it, you eats it. Needleheads, take it away. Oh, too bad. Bring out the disgusting Earth goop.
Oh, man! Banana cream pie? How lucky can you get?
Talk about your messy eaters. Humans, you're up next.
Guys, I measured the torque of his spin with my watch. I think I can make the wheel land on banana cream pie again.
No, wait, Neutron. This event goes to the person with the strongest stomach.
But I...
No buts. Have Carl do it.
Yeah, he eats anything.
I don't eat newspaper. Well, I'm trying to quit.
It's a scrumptious plate of plutonian gut chunks. Yum, yum.
Great. Don't listen to the guy who computed the torque spin. He lives in a sad little fantasy world.
I can't eat that.
Carl, you've got to.
I can't.
If you don't, the entire Earth will be destroyed.
There'll be no more Retroville. No more ice cream. No more llamas.
All right. I'll do it for the llamas and Jimmy's mom.
Team Earth wins!
Yay! Please, sir, can I have some more?
Come on! Let go! Just let me lick the plate!
very lucky life forms. I doubt you'll do as well in the next event.
See, Neutron? That's what happens when we work as a team!
We got lucky, Cindy. That dish could have easily poisoned Carl.
But it didn't. Bottom line, we all have skills to contribute.
Psst. Jimmy Neutron.
Excuse me. I gotta go fix a thing behind the place there.
What is your answer? Will you help me?
I don't know, April. There's a lot at stake here. My planet could be destroyed if I mess up again.
Would you allow 1,000 worlds to be crushed while you tremble like a Debian wimp beetle?
Well, of course not. You're right. I'd rather go down fighting. Count me in.
I knew you would not disappoint me.
You kissed me.
I simply pledge loyalty to you with the Gorlockan Seal of Trust. What is kiss?
Yeah, well, it's a sign of affection. Okay, you see, when a girl likes a boy, then they,
I knew there was something funny going on between you two.
No, Sydney, no! It was a simple trust ritual.
Oh, like I didn't just see you swapping alien spit! Not that I care! At all.
I do not understand, Jimmy Neutron. Is the pale, homely female your mate?
No!
No way!
Homely!
Good, because I do not think she is worthy of you.
Oh, yeah? Well, who asked you?
No one. I'm just saying is all.
You want a piece of me, girlfriend?
I thought you'd never ask.
Get back! Get back!
Cindy! April, stop!
Have you lost your mind, dude? I dream about girls fighting over me every night. That and swimming in a vat of pudding.
Stop!
Hey!
Conserve energy. For events, and stay away from Earth scum!
Are you all right, Cindy?
Like you care? Go check on your green girlfriend!
She's not my girlfriend!
We're tearing each other apart!
Are you certain this machine will tear the very fabric of time and space?
Well, not with that attitude, it won't, Mr. Negative Pants.
Hugh! What's happening on the show?
Good, looks bad. Dakota just found a blonde scale on Dr. Melnack's radiation suit.
I mean on Jimmy's show.
Go. I think they're going to start the final event.
Oh, we've got to hurry.
Go to the bathroom.
We have eliminated the need for such activities.
Cool! Could you show me how?
Well, certainly. If we could wait 10 million years for you to evolve. Hello?
Now, seriously.
Brains, humans, welcome to the Obstacle Course Challenge.
The humans need a victory to stay alive.
Contestants must traverse the Bridge of Horror, scale the mysterious monolith, cross the molten river, leap over the Pit of Fear, and cross the finish line to win. We'll begin on my signal.
We can win this easy.
I hate to say this, but I think you're right, Neutron.
Ready? No cheating.
Weird. Why would they put a sign up?
It doesn't matter. I can see the finish line. Come on!
Guys,
hold it! Something's wrong here.
Where's Bulby? He was supposed to come back with us.
Yeah, and where's Goddard?
Where's anybody?
The whole town is empty.
Guys, check out the street signs.
They're blank. All of them.
But at least the new daytime moon is pretty.
A striped moon? That's a meteorological impossibility.
Is Carl.
Jimbo!
Did you hear that?
Good luck with everything. Bye!
Carl, get back here! Stay close, everyone.
Hooray! Yay!
All hail the conquering young heroes!
Mom, Dad! What a relief!
Yeah, for a moment we thought everyone in town had vanished.
Yay! Conquering young heroes!
Okay.
Here, kids, eat and forget this whole scary business, yes?
Eat, children! Eat and forget!
Ew! It tastes like sheetrock!
Wow, I've never tried that flavor.
Eat and forget! Eat and forget!
Jimmy, what the heck's wrong with our parents?
Could be anything. Stress, lack of sleep, being turned into zombie aliens. Either way, run!
I don't think we're in Retroville anymore.
This is all an illusion. The brains have placed us under some sort of mass hypnosis.
What if they make us act like chickens?
What do we do, Jimmy?
I don't know. Unless we can break their hold on us, we're completely at the brain's mercy.
Forget.
They're coming. I say we jump. Maybe the shock will wake us up.
Yeah, or get us killed.
Neutron, for once, just trust someone other than yourself. I've got a gut feeling about this.
Forget. Eat, forget. Eat, forget. Eat, forget.
Jimmy, come on.
But this goes against every law of physical science.
Trust me. We're back!
We shattered the illusion!
But look, the brains are almost at the finish line!
We're too late! We're gonna lose!
And no, we're not! We can still catch them if we work together! Come on!
Neutron!
guys going, guys?
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, because you always do.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
One of these days, Zoran 5, back zoom to the planetary nebula.
I love the classics. Better check on the kids.
Hey, Jimbo's won another round. All right.
This is as exciting as it gets, folks.
Earth has pulled into a tie for the lead. Well, Jellybags, it looks like you'll be facing the Gorlocks in a sudden death showdown.
Bring it on, Tuxedo Boy.
Oh, I will. Right after these messages.
A tiebreaker with the Gorlocks for the very fate of Earth itself?
I'm gonna need more snacks.
Okay, that should do it.
Wormhole generator powering up.
Oh, look at that.
It works! Now, if I can just lock onto Goddard's coordinates.
And we're back.
It's time for the final event, pitting the Savage Gorlocks against the show's biggest surprise, Team Jellybag.
Team A!
Whatever. Each team must now select one player to compete in our trivia showdown.
Looks like you're up, Jimmy.
Maybe one of you guys should play. You know as much about their culture as I do.
Neutron, it's trivia. If you can't answer the question, we're doomed.
Yeah, don't think about screwing up and destroying the Earth. Just have fun with it.
All right. Now the first player to bang the gong of trivia will receive the question. The clock starts when I say go.
Go!
Huh?
Gotta reach that gong!
Well done, Gorlock. Now remember, the rules allow you one lifeline. Someone from back home who can answer the question for you. Here's your question. Why do the Krexels of Remnion 8 cross the ice caps of Merbior?
To get to the other side?
Oh, so close. No. It's to shed their suction cups and mate.
Sorry.
Well, little jelly man, looks like it's all up to you.
I found them! We have their coordinates.
Lock and load, people. Let's do this thing. One.
All right, everyone. Who wants nachos?
Two. Three.
My nachos!
And now, Jimmy Neutron, here is your question.
Dad?
Jimbo, hi! Your mom got your wormhole thingy running, and I saved the nachos.
Well, interesting. It seems this jelly bag is this Earthling's lifeline.
No, he isn't!
I should explain, Dad.
No, I know everything, Jimbo. You're on Intergalactic Showdown, the Malvaxian Galaxy's most popular game show, and you're tied for the lead.
Wait, but how did you... No,
it's one of the cool new shows your mom and I get with our new galactic cable hookup.
Is he your lifeline or isn't he?
Come on, Jimbo, what do you say? I've always been great at game shows. Unless you'd rather do this on your own.
My dad's going to be our lifeline.
Dad!
Now listen to me. He's been watching Space Cable. He probably knows more about alien culture than any of us. Everyone else here had a talent that made the team stronger. So how about it? I trust my dad.
Eh, he has a point.
And maybe he could do it.
Oh, all right.
Dad, it's all yours.
Cool. Come on, Meldar, let her rip.
Oh, with pleasure. Remember, for the survival of the planet, here is your question.
What have I done?
evil twins were hatched from Dakota's birth sac on the popular daytime drama Andromeda 90210.
But no one could possibly answer that.
Oh, we're toast.
It's okay, Dad. You tried.
Hold on, Jimbo. I'm not done. It's impossible to answer because Dakota's evil twin wasn't hatched. She was cloned by Dr. Melvac's jealous wife's ex-husband's former love child. Duh!
Sorry, Team Earth. It looks like you are our big winner!
Dominant life form. There they are, highly evolved. The dreams of a million species who are smarter than granite can come true on some beautiful planet if they live to be the most dominant life form.
Humans, your planet is saved. You are now free to go home in your beautiful new astro car.
That's right, Meldar. It's the Antares Z-Class sedan with multi-warp star drive and optional cloaking device.
That's it? You kidnap us into space, threaten to blow up Earth, and you think you can make it right by giving us this stupid car?
Maybe you'd like me to destroy your planet anyway.
The car's fine.
Yeah, we love the car.
I thought not. Hey, care to stick around for the destruction of the losing homeworlds?
No, thanks. We're good.
Come on, son.
But shouldn't we?
Forget it. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, before he destroys everything we love and cherish. Shotgun.
April, I...
This
isn't right. We've got to go back.
Neutron, what are you doing?
I'm reprogramming the autopilot. I won't let all those planets be destroyed.
Are you nuts? But we barely got out of there alive.
No, Jimbo's right, kids. Having your planet destroyed can ruin your whole week.
But how do we stop Meldar? I mean, he can do anything. Sing, dance, act.
Yeah!
We do it by using teamwork, Carl. Hang on, everyone!
Are we sure we have the right, Jimmy?
Forms. Time to destroy your planet! First up, Planet Gorlock!
Do your worst, Space Slime.
Oh, I will. Who wants to join me in the big countdown?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
We seem to be having some technical difficulty.
Uh-oh. Attention, fellow aliens. Attention. We interrupt this program to bring you an important news bulletin.
Deadly clam hoppers from Ultralord Episode 143, it was an excerpt, are headed this way.
All life forms are urged to calmly run for your lives. Run, flee, go. Ah! I'm being attacked right now. No!
Someone is gonna get so fired!
Clam hoppers! That is all.
I've never heard of Ultra Lord or clam hoppers.
But if it's on network news, it must be true.
Stop! Remain calm. I still control all that you see and hear. Here. name of curved space. The jelly bags? You missed me!
What are friends for?
All right, everyone, into the car. Come on, let's go and check out the plush, roomy interior.
Wait, we can't go yet. We've got to be sure no species will ever be forced to play this game again.
But Meldar has been destroyed. We saw it.
I'm afraid he's only been temporarily disrupted.
Then we must go.
That is excellent.
Wait, listen! Absolute power like Meldar's has to be focused through some sort of matrix generator. If we can find that generator, we can shut him down for good.
It's madness. There's no hope.
There is if we combine our talents. Meldar kept us weak by forcing us to compete, but together, Brain, Needlehead, Gorlok, and Human can team up to cancel his show permanently. Who's with me?
I am with the Earth Boy! Who's up for putting Intergalactic Showdown out of business?
I'm in. Kids?
I'm in!
I'm in!
We are swayed by your logic.
Kids!
Okay then, here's the plan.
Clueless life forms. Don't you get it? I can bend space, twist time, warp reality like this.
There are too many. Fall
going somewhere?
I think we can take her.
Who wants to buy a bell?
We're back folks. With a real showstopper.
Put me down!
Got her. Beam Van Danda's positronic brain. We might be able to control her.
Now what? Oh. Someone's gonna be sore in the morning.
Now's our chance! Attack!
This is gonna be fun.
Glow, the stronger Meldar seems to get.
They're very nice. What did you do to him?
He thinks he's a beautiful ballerina. He's actually quite graceful.
Thank you.
be hidden in his cufflinks.
And by the way, you're fired. It's time I sent you to commercial. Permanently.
And Sugar Cube! Sugar Cube! She likes to have her eye panels scratched, don't you, baby?
You jelly bags think you're funny, do you? Well, comedy is easy. Dying is very, very hard. My matrix generators.
Hey, Floaty Boy! Looking for these?
Careful with those! If you let the poles touch, you can blow up the entire quadrant! Please, I'll do anything you want!
Really? Will you stop tormenting other beings for your amusement?
Done!
And will you put the brains in charge of programming more wholesome family entertainment?
Never! All right, I agree.
Give me back my generators.
I don't think so. I'm going to leave these with someone a little more responsible. Someone I know I can trust.
I will prove myself worthy of your trust, Jimmy Neutron.
Was that the Gorlockan seal of trust?
No, that was a kiss.
Alright, time to go home, kid! Sorry, Carl, but you know the Florgus grease does the interior. You can't come.
Goodbye, Sugar Cube. I'll miss you.
Come on, Romeo! Let's get out of here!
Will I ever see you again?
Our planets are separated by parsecs of space, Jimmy Neutron.
Maybe just one more kiss, then.
Get in here!
So blah, 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 your planets are saved. What about me? What am I supposed to do now?
I've been thinking about that.
Exercise the easy way with the amazing Electron Toner.
This is quite painful. This really hurts.
I love my 9 billion channel cable hookup. It's amazing.
I'm so glad the aliens let you stay connected. Have I shown you my favorite channel?
Low gravity snuggling from Venus?
Come here, you.
Ooh, your hands are cold.
Oh, Sam, I had the most horrible dream about your ice cream.
Don't worry, Carl. Just eat and forget. Eat and forget. Dip.
See, Shane? You don't need some dumb booklet to impress me. You help save the Earth just by being your own nerdy, hyperactive self.
Thanks, Libs. And from now on, I'll leave the dumb nicknames to my new friend, Tino Suave. Hey there, sweet cakes. You're kind of cute.
No. There. I, Jimmy, agree that you, Cindy, surpass me in several extremely cool categories. Your turn.
And I, Cindy, agree to be more appreciative and demonstrably nicer to you, Jimmy. You know, Neutron, this is kind of like our version of the Gorlockan Seal of Trust.
Huh? Oh, well, maybe from a certain point of view, I guess.
What a weird ritual. How did it work again, exactly?
Well, you just sort of pucker your lips like this and...
Greetings, Jimmy Neutron. You've got warp mail. All is well, Jimmy Neutron. Today we slew a giant Korchak, and there is much feasting. Then we retooled shows for the new fall lineup.
Oh, just forget it, Neutron. You two obviously have a lot of trust sealing to catch up on.
Snaggle Bunny, Twinkle Face, Gangsters of Love. That's all I got.
Hey, Carl, come back inside. My new Rocky Road has actual rocks.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
Cindy, it's just an email. It'd be rude not to respond.
Go ahead. Write a novel for all I care. Who's stopping you?
But. Let's see now. Dear April.
Okay.